Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Will only do it, he said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, I ask you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Will only do it, he said he would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there.
Valley Studio tonight with critically acclaimed Bishop, founder, and overseer of the Greater Omniscient Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ. Tonight, the ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore. Yes, that's correct, correct, correct. We're back on another Wednesday. We are on another night on for prayer night tonight. We are here to take all your petitions, your prayers, along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Those of you in Radio Land, the call-in number, if you have never called in before and you're now listening, live, our call-in number is 818-668-5428. Again, that call-in number is 818-668-5428. Those are for the online radio listeners who might now have an opportunity to call into the radio station where they didn't before. You now may call in to the radio station of the United States. Anywhere in the U.S., you can call in to us. We'll gladly accept your prayer request. If you are somewhere different in the world and for some reason you can't call in because you don't have international calling. Well, we do have a Facebook page called Blessings by Grace Radio on Facebook. You can send a prayer request by putting a comment. You can send us a private message there. That way we can also take your petitions and your prayers along with you to the throne of grace. So you have options to call in for prayer. A lot of options there to get your prayer request heard and known. That way God can honor that prayer request. So tonight we're here for prayer. So remember when you call in for prayer tonight that we will take your petition and your prayers along with you to the throne of grace. Yes, also we're asking for prayers for the entire Dodd of family and the entire Cochran family. They're in bereavement right now in the city of Phoenix, state of Arizona, and they need plenty of prayers and spiritual guidance that God can bless their hearts, their minds, as they bury a loved one coming on Friday. So just keep that family, the Cochran family and the Dodd family, in the prayers. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the man of the hour, Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore, he will now take your petitions and all of your prayers to be thrown up. God bless everybody.
Thank you tonight. God bless you, Sister Kitasha, amen, for bringing us on again. And as she stated, amen, tonight is Wednesday night, and tonight, amen, is prayer. Please, my brothers and sisters, call somebody and tell them that Dr. Moore, praise the Lord, is on the air along with his staff here in Apple Valley. We want to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. We want Jesus to get the glory out of what we have done tonight. Praise the Lord. I just want to remind you, praise the Lord, we're thanking God for slowing this epidemic down, but it is still on the horizon. Let us continue, amen, is to be real and serious in this thing, amen. God is answering our prayers, whether you realize it or not, amen. It is the Lord that is slowing this thing down. So, amen, we want to say, amen, a man must always pray and not faint. Praise the Lord, amen. I'm going to read you a couple of scriptures, praise the Lord, and we're going to, amen, call somebody, tell them, amen, that we are on the air tonight. Praise the Lord, amen, amen. In Matthew's, amen, chapter 18, amen, and 21, amen, says, amen. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him. He said, till 70 times. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 70 times, but unto 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had began to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. And for as much as he had not paid, the Lord commanded him to be sold, his wife, his children, and all that he had, payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. I'm going to say unto you tonight, amen. Then the Lord of that servant, amen, was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgiven him of his debts. Forgiveness tonight, amen, that we want to lay upon your heart tonight. If you don't forgive one another, then the Lord cannot forgive you. Can I repeat that again? If you don't forgive one another, then the Lord cannot forgive you. Forgiveness, amen, is crucial to Christianity. Jesus taught that if we do not forgive others, we will not be forgiven by God. As Jesus forgive us, so are we to forgive one another. Beloved, tonight, as you take your petition to the Lord, if there is anything in your heart that is not like Jesus, and you hold it against your brother or your sister, learn to forgive tonight. If you forgive, then our God that paid the price on Calvary, he forgive you. But if you don't forgive your brother, which is on earth, then your heavenly Father can't forgive you. I believe, amen, we have some on the line that we are getting ready to take your petition to the Lord tonight. Amen. I just wanted, amen, is to throw that in tonight, is to let you know if you're praying tonight and you want God is to bless you, you want God is to allow you to overcome your condition, make sure you don't have no ought against your brother. Make sure you don't have no ought against no one tonight. Galatians 3:13 says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. See, the Lord say forgive one another. I know there are some hard things, amen, that we done went through in our life and we just don't want to forgive. But if we are believers tonight, he said, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgives you, so also do you. So tonight, amen, as we go and open up these lines, let us make sure our heart is clear so God can answer our prayer. We don't want to hold nothing against nobody, no nation, no nationality. Amen. No matter what we have experienced in life, we don't want to hold nothing against nobody. Jesus forgive us for our sins, and we must forgive those who trespass against us. God bless you. Amen. This is Dr. Moore tonight saying call somebody and tell them that we are on the line tonight. Amen. And we're going to take your petition to the Lord tonight. God bless you.
Call from
818-358. You're live on air,
Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
818-358.
You're live on air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, Bishop. Hello,
Katasha. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, my son. God bless you.
Call in for prayer for me and my family, for Cammy. He went back to the hospital today. And for my church and you, Bishop and Katasha.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Brother Vernon, you say he was doing well. Did he have another attack or something?
No, they said his blood pressure went too low.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to take, amen, your request along with you to the throne of grace, and we're going to pray for Brother Cameron tonight and your family tonight. Amen, and for my family. Thank you for thinking about us tonight. In the name of Jesus tonight, Lord, I thank you for my beloved brother tonight. Standing in pocket for some, Lord, in concern about others right now. Look down upon my beloved brother right now, Lord, and continue to strengthen him in his faith and his walk with you right now. You know how to move in this life. You know the very desires of his heart. And Lord, as I am going to insert in this, he always asks and pray for his father in the name of Jesus. I include him in this prayer tonight. Lord Jesus, bring holiness. Sanctify them and fill them with the force of the Holy Ghost. And that we're finding in the name of Jesus right now. Continue to watch over his household in the name of Jesus. Everything that's not like it, we bind it by the blood of Jesus right now. Remember, Brother Cameron, tonight. Oh, Lord God, you have brought him from a mighty long way. His blood is down, but my God, I know your blood is sufficient tonight. It's raising back up in the name of Jesus. Give him strength right now, Lord. My God, give him strength right now, Lord. Yeah, let his mind be encouraged right now that this is just a setback. Satan is trying to make his faith be wavering tonight. But I find that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. My brother praying for his church. He praying for the body of Jesus Christ. He praying for me. And I thank you for him right now. Keep him under your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. Keep him saying yes to your will in Jesus' name right now. And we thank you and we claim it victory for you right now in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Call from 442-284. You have
them
here,
Dr.
Moore.
Hi, my name is Deidre. I'm Minister Stewart's sister. I was calling tonight to get prayer for my family, for my daughter who has to have some tests done on her chest, and for my husband's family who lost their aunt today, and for my son who's out of state in college.
God bless you, Sister Deidre. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. Just continue to believe the Lord with us, amen, as we pray tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus right now. Lord, we know that there is no distance in prayer right now. My beloved sister, Lord, has brought her request before you. And almighty God, you love us tonight. I know that you hear our prayer. I'm asking you to work it out for her right now. Work it out for our family right now. In the name of Jesus right now. Lord, what nobody else could do, you can do it. Touch in the name of Jesus. And strengthen my beloved sister right now. My God, by your blood right now. Thank you for her right now. Comfort their Lord. My God, comfort their home in the name of Jesus. My God, bless that son that is going to college in the name of Jesus right now. Cover him under your blood, Lord. I pray right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for our calling. Let your blessing be upon her right now. My God, let it be healing in the body. Let it be healing in the mind right now. And we're going to give you the praise and glory right now. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Sister, I believe the Lord with you right now. Thank you for calling and God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Caller from 323-616. You're live on here with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hey, Bishop. How you doing? Hey, Katasha. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
Praise the Lord, my son. God Amen. Bless you tonight. Amen, sister. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Yes,
God bless you. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice. Amen.
Yeah, always, always. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice. I'm soliciting prayer for my wife, my children, my mom, my dad, my father-in-law, my sisters and brothers, most of all, my niece. You know, my sister, I heard she just called right now. We're praying for my niece. You know, she went to the doctor today or the doctor a few days and whatnot, and they saw something around her chest area. So we praying in the name of Jesus, the healing over her body, and my nephew as well that's went off to college. He's in Kansas Christian School in college. So we just going to keep him uplifted in prayer in Jesus' name.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. My God. Yes, yes. Amen. I listen to that sister. Praise the Lord. But I gave it all to the Lord right now. My God. But that thing that is... in her chest, we're going to pray, God, remove it right now.
Yes,
Lord, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you see a healing. You see a deliverance right now in the name of Jesus right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we claim victory right now. Prayer changes things. My God,
yes,
we release our faith with your faith right now by the blood of Jesus right now. Lord God, hear this man's prayer. Hear this man prayer for him and his family, Lord, him and his wife. I pray in the name of Jesus right now that you strengthen this man of God, direct him, Lord, as he go on his way in the name of Jesus. Keep coming, Mr. Tanya, under your blood as she go to work to and for. My God, rebuke that virus in the name of Jesus right now. My God. Father, father-in-law, my God, mother-in-law, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus right now.
Give
strength to that family right now, Lord. They have lost many this year, but oh, Jesus.
Yes,
you
Lord.
See them have left many. You have left many behind, Lord, and give them strength right now. Remember the young man that is in college, Lord. Continue again to cover him under your blood. Cover him under your blood. My God, lead him and guide him in the name of Jesus, in the way of righteousness. My God, in Jesus' name, right now. Bless this family, yes, Lord. Bless this family, Lord. My God, bless him as he go out in ministry. I pray in the name of Jesus. Bless Minister Tanya. My God, if he stand by her side. Bless him, Lord. Make him one like never before. In Jesus' name, I claim victory right now. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, my son, and thank you for calling.
Amen. Yes, love you. God bless you.
Love you too. God bless.
Caller from 323-482. You live in here with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. 323-482.
Praise the Lord. My name is Eunice, and I'd like prayer. I'm a sister in Christ with Beverly Williamson, and I love her dearly, and I would like prayer for me and my family, please, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. It's an honor to pray along with you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're going to believe the Almighty God. He said, by his stripes we were healed. We're releasing our faith with you right now in the name of Jesus right now. Almighty God, Almighty God, reach down and touch our beloved sister right now. The proud of the righteous prevail as much right now. God, you know what's going on in her body. My God, I know you can deal with her body, Lord. I know you can deliver in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I want to come right now.
Yes,
I bind you by the blood of Jesus, because Jesus' blood. By his stripes, he said we are healed. By his stripes, he said we are delivered.
Yes,
and I thank you for it right now. We claim victory for it right now. We claim the victory right now in Jesus' name. Let it be done in your glory. In your name be glorified. And we give you the praise, my God, right now in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. God bless you, my sister. I release my faith with your faith. And we're going to do a miracle for you right now. Amen.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling.
I thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Yes, God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hello, hi, Bishop Moore. This is Minister Stewart's mother. I was calling for a prayer for me and my husband, my children, my grandchildren, my son. I just need God to, and my uncle that's in South Carolina, 97 years old, in the hospital, suffering from COVID-19. We just need God to heal my family
my
and cover us in the blood.
Amen, mother. I know you can get a prayer through, so we're just going to touch and agree in the name of Jesus right now. My God, for every request that you done sent up before the Lord right now, God is honoring those requests right now. Lord Jesus, you say we are help of one to another one. And that is why we are here tonight, Lord. We are strength. We are help of one to another today. My beloved sister, Lord, needs strength, Lord. Needs strength right now, Jesus. My God, these petitions that have come before you tonight. Welcome these things to be so in the name of Jesus. This is a prayer for you,
Lord. In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus right now. Go on and touch right now in the name of Jesus.
Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God, go to that family right now. My God, that one is laying in the hospital. I know them in age. In the name of Jesus, right now. Right now, Lord. And strengthen the family, Lord. Strengthen the husband, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus. My God, give them what they call yes, Lord. No matter what happens, I'll say yes to you. In the name of
Jesus. Hallelujah,
Thank you, Bishop.
I appreciate
you're welcome,
it. God
bless. You're welcome. God bless you. And thank you for calling.
Caller from 323-350. You're live on the air. Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Bishop. God bless Katasha. My prayer request on my heart is to continue to keep me up before the Lord, that I grow stronger and stronger in the Lord. I'm also in agreement with all the prayer requests that went up before the Lord. I want you to pray for me and my family as a whole, my children and my children's children, my brothers and sisters and their children's children. I'm also praying for my extended family, near and far, down there in Phoenix, Arizona. Touch the ones that's grieving over my auntie, Aunt Johnny. All them down here, Lord, and all them that's out of the safety ark of Jesus Christ, let them say yes to you. Praying for soul salvation for those that's out of the safety ark of the Lord. I'm asking the Lord to also continue to pray for my church family, Greater All Nation as a whole, all the elder saints of Greater All Nation, that the Lord send healing upon them. God know their name by name and their address by address. Asking the Lord to touch you, Bishop, and Kitachi, that you keep on teaching that word with truth, righteousness, and holy. I'm asking the Lord to just touch those behind the prison wall and the jail cells. Hallelujah, my son, my sisters and them, that in the Lord's will, let his will be done in them and have mercy on them to shorten their time. I'm asking for the Lord to touch each and every one of those that sit weak in their bodies, that the Lord may heal. That is my prayer request for tonight. Hallelujah.
God bless
you, down there to Arizona.
Amen.
And get back safe.
Amen. There is nothing too hard, amen, that the Lord cannot do. And God, amen, hear every one of those requests right now. And we're going to take them to the throne of grace right now. I know you can get a prayer through, sister, so continue to pray along with me right now.
In the name of Jesus.
As we go to Jesus, my God, we come into the holy boldness tonight. Lord, hear our cries.
Jesus.
Hear the cries, Lord.
Jesus.
There is a multitude of requests that have went up before you, Lord. Seems like this is
Lord.
Family night. My God, people is concerned about their family, about their loved ones.
Yes,
my
Jesus.
God,
in the name of
Jesus. I know you believe in family, Lord. I know you believe in family.
Do it,
my
Lord.
God, my
live us, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Save the town. Fill up with that
precious
Holy
Ghost. Yes, Jesus.
My God, never find the name of
Jesus. Do it, Lord.
I pray,
Lord,
God, for the people that is in Arizona right now. I believe in our mother
touch them, Lord,
tonight. Lord, give them strength, Lord. Give them strength, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. You gotta stay here a long time. My God, she will fire for you. We thank you for what you have done. In the name of Jesus right now. Work it out.
Jesus.
That household right now.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Jesus.
Give strength right now. Give strength right now. Give strength right now.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Heal in the name of Jesus.
Hey, my. Glory. Hey, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Right here, right in this present time, in the present right now, you're here. You are the deliverer, Lord. You are the deliverer. And we give you the praise.
Deliver,
we give you all the glory right
in the name
now.
Of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Thank God. We love you tonight. We're going to believe Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
With you right now.
Yes,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
God bless
you.
God bless
you. Yes, Lord.
Thank
you. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Caller from 747-277,
you're live on the air with Dr. Moore.
Prayer, man. I'm holding everything in order, man. I just pray that, you bless me, that God continue to bless me. And I pray for you too as well, Brother Bishop. I'm just asking for prayer, man. I'm just here for prayer, okay? Please help me out and give me a blessing. I'm just looking for a blessing, man.
Is this Junior?
No, this Frederick. This Frederick, brother Vincent.
This Frederick.
Yeah,
God bless
Frederick.
You, brother Frederick. God bless you. God bless you, my son. Listen. I want you to hold the faith. Whether you see the results or not, the Lord is hearing your prayer because he's keeping you right now. Because the devil desires to sift to you as grains of sand. The devil desires It's not you to let you live, but God is keeping you right now. My God, no matter what you're doing right now, it's by the blood of Jesus. It's by the prayers of the righteous. The Lord is keeping you right now. I want you to continue to give God the praise right now. Working out for my brother right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, he believes in you right now. He's trying to do what's right, but give him strength to overcome everything that's not like you. In Jesus' name, deliver him by your power. Deliver him by your power. You died on Calvary for him, Lord. You died that he may have a right to the tree of life. And I thank you for this young man right now. My God, let your word give an impact in his life. Let your word change his way in Jesus' name. I'm claiming victory for you right now, my son. We love you and thank you for calling us. God bless you.
Call us from 323-428.
Yeah, Bishop, I'm just calling for prayer for me and my family.
God bless you. Who am I speaking with?
Scott.
God bless you, my son. God bless you, my son. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 in the name of Jesus. I thank you, almighty God, for hearing our prayer. I know it is nobody but you, Jesus, that is delivering us. I know it ain't nobody but you that's keeping us, amen, with our health and strength. My God, I pray for my beloved brother right now. My God, I pray that you give him continued strength. I give him wisdom and give him knowledge how to walk in these last and evil days. I pray for his family, Lord, that you unite them together like never before in the name of Jesus right now. Everything that come against him that's not like you right now, I find it in the name of Jesus. I take authority over it by the blood of Jesus right now. Continue healing. Continue to live it right now. Continue to touch your lives together. In the name of Jesus right now, we give you praise for what you have done and what you're doing right now in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for calling, my brother. Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Calling from 562-417.
You're on the air, Dr. Moore. Our caller. God bless you, Bishop. My prayer request is to remember those who went that are having mental problems, that's in depression, and don't know what to do because of the situation that the country is in now.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us go to the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord, look down upon your nation. Look down upon those that you made. And I know, Lord, you repented that you made man. You repented because of their disobedience and their sin.
Yes.
Lord God, I know it don't look good to you right now because man is still wicked. But
yes.
Oh, Jesus, have mercy, have mercy.
Have mercy
upon us.
Have mercy.
For the destitute that we are going through right now, Lord, for the things that we can't see, Lord, the things that we can't understand, have mercy upon us right now.
Have mercy, Jesus.
Let us look unto you, who is author and the finisher of our faith. Let us listen to you,
yes,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus,
yes,
that
Lord.
Have not unfold your mystery to us tonight. My God, help us tonight. Those that are troubled in their mind and don't know which way to go, let them turn to you, Jesus. Lord,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Let them
yes,
know that somebody
Lord.
Is praying
Lord.
For them tonight. My God, open up your people's mind. Open up your people's heart in the name of Jesus right now.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
give us knowledge. Give us knowledge, Lord.
Yes,
if my people that come by my name would humble themselves and turn from their wicked way, I would hear them.
Help
turn them, Lord.
Help
turn them,
Lord Jesus.
Turn them, Lord. Turn them, Lord. Turn them, Lord. Turn them, Lord. Let them seek your face where you might be found, and let them call upon your name while you're not in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this woman of God, Lord, for all of them tonight. I thank you for them, Lord. My God, not only the United States, but for the whole world. We're standing there
in the name of Jesus.
rebuke the vials, Lord. Rebuke the vials that is coming against the Lord. And give them a new tongue. Yes, right now, in the name of Jesus. Minister of God, and continue along and call upon your name. And we're going to give you the praise and the glory. Praise and all the glory belong to you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for calling. Thank amen. You. Keep us up in prayer. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Standing in pocket for thousands of millions tonight. My God, but God, yes, hear our prayer. And he honored our prayers right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, give praise unto the Lord. If you forgive your brother and sisters on earth, the Lord will forgive you. Seek forgiveness tonight. Practice forgiveness. Forgiveness in action. Pray for one another. Pray for the other person. Be tenderhearted towards another one. Don't be grouchy-hearted, but be tenderhearted towards another. The fruit of forgiveness is reconciliation. A good witness for Christ. Ask forgiveness to others. Free others from bitterness. Enhance witness for Christ. Jesus wants us to forgive one another tonight. Come on, children. The Lord says in Matthew 6:12, Jesus prayed, forgive us our debtors as we forgive our debtors. As Jesus forgiven us, he said, brothers and sisters, you got to forgive one another. You can't say that you love him and can't forgive your brother, your sister. You must first forgive your brother and sister before you can really claim that you love Jesus. When Jesus was on the cross, he made a statement and said, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they've done. Forgiveness, amen, is a mandate. Forgiveness is very important tonight. If your heart is heavy, you don't seem to can give it any relief, go down and ask the Lord, do I have anything against my brother or my sister? We go to church and we praise the Lord and give him all we have. And has an order against our brother or our sister. You're not practicing true forgiveness. This is Dr. Moore tonight saying thank God for those of you that call in, amen. You got time, amen, is to get your prayer request in tonight. This is not a planned game, but this is a serious thing tonight. We are to pray for one another. We are to be concerned about one another. Mother Random tonight, I don't know whether you're listening tonight, but amen, I got your request. I'm praying, amen, for that party that you asked us to pray for. And God, amen, will raise them up if it's his will and give strength to that family right now in the name of Jesus. Call us tonight. Amen. This is Dr. Moore. Amen. Along with the staff here. In Apple Valley, we're waiting on your prayer request. Tonight is your night. Tonight, amen, be the time that God will answer ever what you want tonight. Call on him tonight. To obtain forgiveness, we must forgive. Not only, amen, does the Lord prayer imply that we can be forgiven only if we forgive others, but if it is also plainly taught in Matthew 6:14-15. For if you forgive man their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not man their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew 6:14-15. Don't you want Christ to forgive you tonight? Will you forgive one another? And I know it's not an easy thing for human beings sometimes is to forgive one another for some things some people have done to you. But you just remember, what did you do to Jesus? How many times have you did it to Jesus? Jesus does not hold against you how many times of what you have done to him. If you repent, he will forgive you. You got time to call in tonight. Amen. Most Christians have no difficulty in forgiveness once or twice. But when the same offense occur a number of times, some Christians began to convince themselves that it is possible to stop forgiving it. Oh, I forgive you once or twice if you did me wrong, but if it's 7 or 8 times, you are deliberately doing me wrong, and I'm not going to forgive you. That's not the way of Jesus, my brother and sister. Forgive them no matter how many times they trespass against you. God bless you, Sister Priscilla. Tonight we're praying for you. I heard, amen, that you were sick, amen. I don't know what type of sickness it was, but we're praying tonight that God remove that sickness upon you. A faithful caller, a faithful sister, amen, that calls us and encourages us tonight in the name of Jesus. There is no dissonant prayer. Go there and touch right now in Jesus' name. My God, Sister Priscilla, right now. My God, touch her and rebuke that virus that was in her stomach in the name of Jesus right now. Give her strength to overcome right now in Jesus' name. Strengthen her, pick up and put her back on her feet, so in Jesus' name right now. We thank the Lord for you right now, sister. Continue to believe Jesus right now. I can feel the power of God raising you up. My God, right now, in Jesus' name. Call us tonight. You still have time. Praise the Lord. My God is on the throne tonight, and Jesus want to hear from you. Thank God for the amen phone buzzing, amen, in the beginning, amen, and thank God for the prayer of those. I want you not only just pray, but I want you to believe the Lord will answer your prayer. These are not words, amen, we're just saying amen, but amen, this is something, amen, God can honor. This is going up before the Almighty God. God can honor your prayer tonight. You know, it was marvelous, amen, that Jesus Christ were willing to forgive the ones who was responsible for his capture. They captured our Lord and our Savior, but Jesus was willing to forgive those. But it may be suggested us, and suggested, amen, us to see him in exclusive pain, hanging on the cross, shame. For those who are responsible for his pain, he said, Father, forgive them. Forgive them. They don't know what they've done. Forgive them. They don't know who, amen, they're putting on that cross. But I'm willing is to forgive them. Are you for willing is to forgive one another tonight? Out of all the prejudice that we are going through right now, amen, and all the trouble in America, in society, are you willing to forgive those that have done you wrong? You can't fight evil for evil. It's not a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. Jesus said, love them that despitefully use you. It's a Wednesday night. It's a prayer time. And don't you let nobody tell you, amen, you can't love somebody that have done you wrong. Because I'm a living witness that you can. But it's through, amen, that agape love that Jesus shared with us that you can do this. What Christ did must be emulated by those who claim to follow him. If a Christian, amen, is crucified today, whether on the cross or on the news media, by rumors or by scandal or by other means, his response, amen, should be no less than that of Jesus. He should pray for the forgiveness of those who despitefully use him. Is that the kind of faith you got tonight? Amen. Is that the kind of faith you got tonight? Can you, amen, really pray and ask God's blessing upon those that you know that did you wrong? I hear testimony sometimes of those that have been in prison. And they've been falsely accused and spent many years in prison. I've heard prisoners come out and say, I don't hold no grudge. That's forgiveness. Beloved, call in tonight. This is Dr. Moore. Praise the Lord. Along with the staff here in Apple Valley. Praise the Lord. We got about 10 more minutes. Call in tonight. Let the man of God take your request along with you to the throne of grace tonight. God bless you. I think we have a caller online.
Caller from 602-626. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I am calling to request prayer for a few things. One, I'd like to pray for everyone, people who have contracted the COVID-19 coronavirus. Praying for strength and healing and a speedy recovery and a safe recovery for all of those people who have contracted it and who have actually gotten over it. The other thing I'd like to see prayer for is a lot of the businesses that are currently struggling financially due to the COVID-19. And prayers for those businesses that are considered essential, for those workers and employees who are still able to go to their employer and actually work, and pray that they continue to be able to work safely without contracting the virus. Those are my prayer requests, and also to give me, myself, strength and healing with my business that I am actually running, to give me the words to be able to perform and do all of my duties that are required of me through my position also.
God bless you, my sister. We should take that to the Lord right now. Amen, and thank you for calling us tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. God knows all things. And Lord, we are in a crisis right now that many are suffering from COVID-19. My sister has asked the Lord Jesus that you will undertake. My God, for those that are facing homeless and going through all type of crisis right now, finance is not coming in like it should, but the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Let them look to you right now, Lord. Open doors up for them right now in the name of Jesus. My God, darkness, you're sitting high and looking low. You know what your people is going through it right now. Lord, touch in the name of Jesus. Take us through, Lord. Take us through with thanksgiving, Lord. We might not understand why all these things come upon us, but Lord, let us even be thankful because you know what you're doing. And strengthen, Lord, everyone that have in this COVID-19 that is going through, Lord. My God, those that have made it through the crisis, Lord, continue to strengthen them in the name of Jesus. And those, Lord Jesus, is on respirator tonight, church, in the name of Jesus. Go to the hospital, the convalescent home, or everywhere this disease is at, in the name of Jesus. Work it out, Lord, that we want to give you the praise and we want to give you the glory right now. My God, and touch the beloved so that they call, my God, for our work in the name of Jesus. My God, open up those, send supplies in, touch hearts in the name of Jesus right now. We thank you for it right now, Lord. You know the heart, Lord Jesus, and you know the desires that you're praying, my God, that this COVID-19 will soon be over, Jesus. My God, praying, amen, that we will see your God, and your grace is sufficient for us. In our weakness, your strength makes us perfect. But, oh, Lord, lift us up, Lord. Lift us up where we've been torn down, knocked down. My God, lift us up, and we're going to give you the praise and give you the glory right now in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Thank you, sister, for calling
Amen.
Tonight. We're going to be
Thank
Jesus.
You so much
Amen.
For the prayer. Have a blessed evening.
You're welcome. God bless you. Call in tonight. Hallelujah. There is nothing too hard that the Lord cannot do. You must believe. He that believes is Amen. You must have faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. Amen. If you got the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, Jesus says, speak to that mountain that is in your life and tell that mountain to be removed, and amen, it will be removed. That means your trials or your tribulation that you're going through, the things that is in you, my God, have faith in Jesus tonight, and Jesus will move that mountain. Come on, beloved saints of God, let us call on the Lord together. Amen. This is the Lord's work. As my sister, amen, just called, let us remember, we just are in an epidemic all over the world, not just in the United States, but all over the world, that God will open doors. People will not lose their homes, amen, won't lose their jobs, amen, their moral support, amen, open, amen, and amen, that God, amen, they can go and will not be amen, contracted to this disease. My God, let us pray together, children, like never before. We need each other. Put all your different besides, no matter who you are, what race, creed, or color, put your different besides. As I just read, amen, if Jesus forgave us for our sins, we must forgive one another. It's time to come together like never before. Let Jesus heal the land. This is Dr. Moore along with the staff tonight saying praise the Lord. Let us continue to pray for one another. We have another caller.
Caller from 323-392. You're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Dr. Moore. This is me and my family right here. And you keep up the good work, you and your team. God bless you, Katasha, and those that are working with you. My God, you're doing a great work like Nehemiah. You can't come down. My God. Let's pray for our ministry. Pray for the nation. Our president. And our home. Yes.
God bless you, my son. God bless you. I thank God for you tonight. And all believers tonight, as you're calling in, I want you to believe that the Lord is going to respond to you. God is going to answer your prayer. Amen. We're not just talking, amen. We're releasing our faith to heaven tonight. Jesus is going to answer our prayer tonight. Oh, Lord God, as many families have called in tonight and is concerned about their family, their loved ones, Lord Jesus, we bring this petition to you, this man of God. Oh, Jesus, and ask you to continue to strengthen him and his family in the name of Jesus right now. as we're going through this COVID-19, Lord Jesus, you are greater than COVID-19. Give us strength, my God, and let your grace be sufficient for us. When we can't make it, let your grace pick us up in the name of Jesus right now. I pray for this man of God ministry, Lord Jesus. I pray for the work that you have given him. Let you give him endurance power. Give him revelation or reveal to him what you would have him to say, what you would have him to do. Never before in the name of Jesus. Now, every pain that's come against him that's not like this, we bind it by the blood of Jesus right now. My God, I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the deliverance. I thank you for the strength you've given us day by day in the God on your name. Take us through right now. Take us through, Lord. Take us through, Lord. Take us through. I know you're taking us through right now. I know without you, Lord, there's nothing that we cannot do. We're praying for our country tonight. We're praying, amen, for the one that is set in order as a president tonight. We're praying that you will stir his heart. We're praying that you will touch his heart tonight. My God, that he may make good decisions, right decisions in the name of Jesus. We know that you can change his heart. That our land will come back to a sense of responsibility, a sense of praising you, a sense of fearing your name right now. My God, I thank you for it right now. And above all, Jesus, send on the Holy Ghost revival. Send on a revival in the land. My God, that people can repent of their sin, turn from their wicked ways. My God, that they may be healed. Glory, revival, strengthen your ministers everywhere. In the name of Jesus right now. We've got a witness for you. In Jesus' name right now. Turn my world of confusion and let peace come. I know what we're facing. We're facing all this one world government. But give us strength. Give us knowledge and give us wisdom. Open up our eyes. And call upon your name right now. Let your blessing be upon this man of God and woman of God right now. In Jesus' name. Go follow Jesus. Do the work of an evangelist. Work while the day is because the night comes. No can work. Work it out in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you, Minister Chris. Thank you and your family. We love
you. God bless. Love you. God bless you, Kitasha.
Yes, sir. God bless you, radio man, tonight. This is Dr. Moore. Thank you tonight, amen, each one of you called tonight in Jesus' name for prayer. We thank you tonight. We love you. Amen. I want to say, amen, that when I be on the air tomorrow night, praise the Lord, I got a eulogy to do in Arizona. Pray for me that God will take me and bring me back safe and sound in Jesus' name. Amen.
And tonight, we thank you. We'll be back next Wednesday, resuming with prayer. God bless you. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.